Talk Football. Second quarter highlights.
Guthrie went to kick and then had a second thought, and he tried to get the target in Ollie Henry, but coming across and juggling was Burn Jones, taking a nice mark. Not going to be many Hamlin hangers today, not many high flyers, but that was a nice mark cutting it off as he'll look to send it back inside 50 as he steps around Ollie Henry.
And is for a little confidence booster for Jeremy Cameron. Not often we say that. He comes in, he's hit that nicely. It's gone straight. Look, the umpire, the goal umpire. He didn't move a sinew of his being. He just rocked his cranium towards the heavens.
Gets quickly back off the mark. Shannon Neal at right half forward. Wants to drive it long inside forward 50. Sends it into the pocket for Cameron, who stretches and marks. And the Cats look like they've just got a little bit of flow about their footy at the moment, Reg.
Yeah, like I said, it's a real ebb and flow sort of game. It feels like one team is well on top at any given point. And I thought maybe when Scratcher went back to kick that, he might have kicked it a bit too wide, but dare I say this suits Jez. He's gone back for a drop punt. I've seen him go with a snap from here.
This for a 9-point advantage approaching half time that in these low scoring conditions wouldn't be the worst result for Geelong. Right forward pocket, which usually would suit a left footer, but Jez can kick him from anywhere. This one is on its way. He's hit it beautifully. He's hit it wonderfully. He's kicked a metricon. Goal of the afternoon.
Jack Henry on the mark. Power Pepper, two steps, has kicked the goal.
K-Rock Football. Second quarter highlights.